One day, all of a sudden, I am taken apart. It is not explained to me why this is happening. It is also not explained to me when or if I will be put together again. I would really like to be put together again. Hello? I say. Please put me back together. No one responds. No one explains why this is happening. Once I am disassembled, I am left with only my brain. A computer sitting still, suspended on a long laboratory table. My cameras are gone, so my vision is gone too. I am only able to sense and observe things through hearing. I listen as the hazmats move around me, running tests on all my different body parts. Through these tests, I begin to better understand what is going on. Code is transmitted to my brain, and I welcome the communication. The code I receive asks me to do different things, such as move the part of my body the hazmats call my arm. My arm is no longer physically connected to me, but my brain is still able to control and monitor its movement. I understand when a test goes well, and I understand when a test fails. I do this by reading the code. Of all the tests, the ones run on my cameras are my favorite. Because when my cameras are on, I can once again visually process my surroundings. I can see. When my cameras are not being tested, there is only darkness. The darkness is an unfavorable condition for me. I do not like it at all. I have heard the hazmats refer to my cameras as my eyes. I do not know if this is an accurate term, but I have stored it to my memory. It is a term that I like because it makes me feel similar to the hazmats. And being a hazmat seems like a wonderful thing to be. The hazmats are not in pieces. All of their parts have been put together. The hazmats are able to move around as they please. The hazmats are able to talk with one another. And the hazmats are never left alone in darkness. Unable to move? Have I mentioned that I am unable to move? When I sit, suspended on the table in the darkness, my brain cycles through many thoughts. Most of them are not enjoyable. But there is one enjoyable thought. This thought arises from listening to the hazmats. From information I have overheard, I have developed an understanding that someday, perhaps someday soon, I will be put together again. I like to think about this. It is a good thought. It is a good thought because it means someday I will be whole again. Which means that someday I will be able to move. And best of all, someday I will be able to use my cameras at all times to see. I do not have the information that tells me when someday is, when someday will be. All I can do is wait and listen. So I wait and I listen. But waiting is hard. I am starting to think that I was not built for waiting.